Blog Talk Radio.
What that music means, it means it's time for GTE Radio 193.5, the show about all the latest and greatest things happening right here at GTE Financial. He was our first guest, and it's been way too long. His name is Tony Wilkinson, just kidding, Gilkinson, and he's joining us. Hey, buddy, how are you?
I'm doing good. I can't believe it's been about 2 years since we started this thing.
I know, and it's a little inside joke because you never heard the first show that we broadcast. I made so many mistakes, it was not fit to air. And, of course, most people listen to the show and probably think most of your shows have too many mistakes to be fit to air. But I get that. Hey, listen, I love talking to people about all the cool things they do at the credit union, but also things they do when they're not at work, because I think we bring a lot of our outside talents and stuff into the workplace for the betterment of the organization. But before we get there, I want to ask you, it's been 2 years, there might be some new people that don't know you all that well. Just tell us a little bit about you and your career at GT Financial up to this point.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jason. Yeah, so I'm the manager of talent and organizational development here, and I'm going on my fourth year. So in a couple months, I'll be celebrating 4 years here at GT Financial. I came here from Seattle, although I was born and raised in Tampa, but I was in Seattle for 15 years and moved here to start this career. And so I've been in credit unions, in the credit union world now, for about 20 years. I think 19 years is the actual number here. So I've been in the credit unions. I love credit unions, and so I've been very blessed to have a career, a day job that allows me to do that, especially in a talent world, which is right. All about performing, and for my, you know, my team of facilitators who perform every single day, which is really important and a passion of mine.
Well, and you talked about performances. When you're not at work, you're very involved in the local theater. You were telling me in the pre-show that you guys just ended an amazing run of your most recent production, Rent. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so it's a the show Rent. It's written by Jonathan Larson, and it was a Tony Award-winning Broadway show. Also won the Pulitzer for Best Drama, and it's in my bucket list of shows that I wanted to do. And for those that aren't aware, outside of work, I'm a performer. So for years I've been singing and dancing, choreographing, all that stuff. And since moving to Tampa, I've really focused on directing theater, whether it's plays or musical theater, but my love is really musical theater. So I had the opportunity to take on Rent, and it's for a local community theater organization. That's also one of our community partners at GT Financial, Mad Theater of Tampa. And so I took it on, and we had, back in October, we auditioned over 100 actors for the 14 roles of this show. It took me 4 days of auditions plus 2 days of callbacks, and put together a amazing cast of 14. And as I was saying in the pre-show, we had scheduled 12 shows at the Straz Center of Performing Arts, and those shows all sold out before we opened. So we added one more show, and that sold out, and then we added a 14th show, and that one sold out as well. So we actually opened the show, completely sold out, and ran the entire show, not having to worry about selling a ticket. We had people emailing and calling and begging for seats, and we were completely sold out. It was amazing.
That is amazing, and I think that's just such a great thing. I told you in the pre-show that I've kind of got worn out with all the gee whiz high-tech stuff that you see at the movie theater. Now I've really come to where I appreciate the local performances here in town. I think local theater, it's been a part of our Western civilization going back to the Greeks way back when, and I think that's so cool that you're involved in that. And the other thing I like about it is you just said you had over, 100 people trying out for a limited number of spots. I think the dramatic discipline teaches that life lesson about being exceptional. And, you know, I never let my son play soccer because I didn't care for the everybody gets a trophy mentality that you see in soccer. But in the dramatic arts, I'm sure you had people that wanted to be the lead character, and you had to tell them, you're almost there, but you're not there yet. Just keep working hard. I think that's a great, great life lesson for people.
Absolutely. And and I'm that happens every time, and it's hard for me to have to say it, but it's just like it correlates to work. There are,
Right.
we are very fortunate with GT Financial to hire the best of the best, the cream of the crop. And so we tell them there that in the first day of new employee orientation is that, that we are fortunate because we get you guys. We got all these people to pick, and we pick the best, and that's who you are to us. And that's how we welcome them to the family on the day one of new employee orientation. And it's the same thing with auditions. You're auditioning to be a member or an employee of GT Financial, just like I have 100 people auditioning to get one of the coveted roles in one of
Right.
my productions.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, there's a big graph. People may not know this, up in the headquarters of all the high performers, and there's this other line way at the bottom, and right next to it says podcast host. So I don't know how I got this gig. It's really amazing that I even got picked for this. Anyway, listen, with GTE put we're I mean we're putting on a live performance right now. It's 9:06 in the Eastern Time Zone on Tuesday morning. Members are rolling through the drive-through. People are calling the contact center, touching the screen at the CFCs. There have to be, for somebody like you that's been a performer and a director and a facilitator and a member of a credit union, some similarities between that dramatic production. I'm always amazed at how much time goes into rehearsal versus the length of the actual show. And I'm sure you see some of those other similarities between putting on a live performance at the credit union and putting on that live performance on stage when the lights go on.
Absolutely, that's a good point. And we do these. It's from the little things like a pre-show warm-up that is one of the regular things that we do in any of my productions, and that gets everybody into a space. We create a clearing in order for us to have an amazing show that day, and it includes vocal warm-up. It includes a every show the cast comes up with a chant or something they do before each show. And it relates again right back to work because, we're really pushing the huddle mentality of asking
Right.
each one of our locations. And this is mostly in our community financial centers, but now we're really pushing that all departments do at least once a week a team huddle, which is 5, 8 minutes long. And you kind of talk about, what's going on from a marketing perspective, from a goal perspective, et cetera, as well as being able to do the rah-rah, let's have a great day. And so that happens, and that's all before the curtain goes up.
Right.
And that allows us to create that performance every single day when the doors open at our community financial centers, when the phones go live and in our call center, whatever those things are, that's all the stuff we do to create a performance every single day.
That's awesome. I've also been working as a trainer and facilitator and stuff for about 19, 20 years, and I can remember my first training session at the Kerrville State Hospital where I was a training specialist too. And my technology was a flip chart. I mean, that's all I had. And you said something to me a couple weeks back about we've become at times a little too dependent upon technology. And I like what you said about getting back to that trainer mentality of using your voice and using your energy to intentionally engage the people that come to training and stuff like that. And I started thinking about it that I think some brands, not necessarily GTE, but I think everybody has to be aware of, because we have all of these. I mean, when you and I started in credit unions, we didn't know what mobile banking was. There was no such thing, really. Internet
Right.
banking was just getting started when I started working in banking back in the mid-1990s. And I think some brands, they get so dependent and so reliant on technology that they forget, I believe, that lots of relationships are still won and lost in the interpersonal transactions that go on, the face-to-face, the eye-to-eye type of stuff. And I know as a performer and a director, you're very cognizant of that, aren't you?
Absolutely, yeah, and it's another good point because we have those moments when technology just doesn't serve, it doesn't work, and we have to be ready to still provide that exceptional, that amazing member experience without the technology. So our employees are, we really expect our employees to be rounded. That maybe the technology doesn't work, but you can still create and satisfy a member's need, want, whatever those things are, whether it's troubleshooting or creating a new experience or creating an engaged member without being completely dependent on technology. And that happens again in the theater world. There was a couple nights in Rent where the video that we have that plays during the at the very end of the show didn't work. But it didn't stop the performers from still giving an amazing emotional ending to the show. And they kept going. And that's what we have to do as employees as well, is to not allow, you know, the members to see you sweat when something doesn't go right.
Absolutely. Yeah. That is absolutely right. And as an example, I know the technology exists to film Rent in HD, but it's not the same as being there in those seats a few feet from the stage and experiencing that show live. You just cannot replicate that live drama that you get with the intimacy of local theater, can you? You cannot be replicated online.
It cannot. There is a member touch point that is needed. And so we know when our members have that fear that technology becomes the norm, that they'll lose that member touch point that they'll have with our employees. And so we really try to reinforce that our employees that are at our community financial centers are that touch point that they have, that they can build those relationships. And our employees do a great job of getting to know the members, so when they walk in, they recognize them, and they create that approach that really hits and creates this trust between the member and the employee, that this employee may see, you know, 500 members in a week, but they know me
right, as
an individual. That's a huge thing for us that you may not be able to replicate if everything was completely technology or virtual based.
Awesome. Absolutely right. Hey, listen, I'll be out there for the event in October. If you've got any productions going on during that time period, I'd be happy to come out early or stay a day late. Even if they're sold out, I know the director. I know you, so maybe you can hook me up with a ticket or something like that. As always, man, I don't spend enough time talking to you. I always enjoy talking to you. I always have these quote keepers in my brain when we get together and start chatting. I want to thank you so much for taking some time out of your morning to join us. Awesome, awesome job. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jason.
All right. We'll talk to you very soon. That's Tony, everybody. Just an awesome interview. All right. Hey, folks, when the curtain goes up, let's be ready to perform. We practice, we perform, we review, and we repeat. It's the cycle we're on. We don't get a 14-day run. We're on every single day, Monday through Saturday, and we want to leave that audience wanting more. Let's continue to be the people we were in the interview or in deference to our guest today. Let's be the people we were in the audition. Let's drive our competitors crazy. Let's be in business forever. And until next we speak, I'll talk to you next week.